Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're all working together to get the virus under control, to return to our normal lives.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Joe Biden will announce 6 new steps in the COVID response today.
Some of that will be related to access to testing. Some will be related to mandates. Some will be related to how we ensure kids are protected in schools.
New cases are approaching 150,000 per day, and ICUs are at more than 90% capacity in 7 states. Republican Congressman Greg Murphy, who is also a doctor, visited a hospital in his North Carolina district where he says 90% of COVID patients on breathing tubes are unvaccinated.
The sicker people oftentimes have those comorbidities, the obesity, the diabetes mellitus, the kidney disease. However, it can occur in 25-year-olds who are stone cold healthy.
Meanwhile, Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene and Chip Roy have been fined for not wearing masks on the House floor. Some conservative members of Congress resist mandatory COVID-19 prevention measures. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns the U.S. will run out of cash in October unless Congress raises the debt limit. Senate Republicans, including John Thune of South Dakota, aren't interested.
I don't think there's a single Republican senator who views increasing the debt limit so that Democrats can expand government and spend massive amounts of money as something that they, in the end, would want to support.
Democrats plan to pursue a bipartisan vote to waive the debt limit. A progressive group launched a $1.5 million campaign to build support to expand the U.S. Supreme Court from 9 seats to 13. Calls for a more balanced court have grown, especially after Senate Republicans rushed to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat just weeks before the 2020 election. Democrats were outraged then, and also after Senate Republicans denied a Supreme Court seat to President Barack Obama's nominee in 2016, current Attorney General Merrick Garland. Election workers who face intimidation have a new outlet for assistance. The Election Official Legal Defense Network will provide free legal aid to officials from any jurisdiction. In Harris County, Texas, Chief Deputy Clerk Michael Wynn says he witnessed several attempts to cause conflict at the polls in November.
In the quest for transparency, there were those who saw an opportunity to create falsehoods that tried to undermine the elections process in Harris County.
Nearly 1 in 3 local election officials surveyed said they feel unsafe in their jobs. Vice President Kamala Harris stumped in California for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who is facing a recall election next week. Harris says there's more at stake than just the future of the Golden State.
What's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, voting rights, workers' rights. They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere.
Opponents attack Newsom's response to the pandemic, extreme weather, and the state's homelessness and housing crisis. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.